There are plenty of research studies that prove the following psychological phenomenon known as the spontaneous trait transference. The adjectives you use to talk about other people are seen as your own personality traits. In deference to this psychological trait, and to take advantage of it in your journey toward making yourself more likable, be free with your compliments. Do not hesitate to say nice things about people. For example, if you've had dinner at a friend's house, it is imperative that you find something complimentary to say about the food and about the home. In addition to the psychological phenomenon spoken of above, the reciprocity aspect of dark psychology will also come into play, where the people who you have complimented will feel obligated to return these niceties. At this juncture, it might make sense to tell you that the reverse is also true. If you use negative adjectives to describe other people, then your personality will be judged using the same words. It is important to be aware of this. Focus on displaying positive emotions. Emotional contagion is the phenomenon that describes how moods of people are affected by the moods of others in the group. There are studies which have proven that moods can be subconsciously felt by people in the surrounding area. This could be due to the fact that human beings are naturally designed to mimic expressions of people they see and interact with. Based on the emotional contagion phenomenon, if you want others to like you, then you must focus on displaying positivity so that people are drawn to you. No one wants to see people cry and moan and complain about life. Another reason as to why witty people are very likable is because they spread joy and laughter. If you want to be more likable, remember to consciously display positive emotions. For example, make sure you have a smile as you walk into your office each morning. If someone is joining you for lunch, ensure you say yes with a smile. Again, say nice things about your colleagues. Appreciate the hard work of your team members. Say something nice to your boss. Of course, it is important to keep everything as genuine as possible. It is a fine line that divides genuine positivity and an unduly ingratiating attitude. Display competence and warmth. Studies have proven that people judge others by how much warmth and competence is reflected in their personality. A warm person is one who is competent at his or her job, but does not display an overly competitive spirit in a group. People are known to trust and get friendly with an individual who shows competence, in the form of a respected qualification, but without being competitive. It is important to note here that the warmth and friendly aspect will have to come first, and then the competence should be displayed. Even from a survival perspective, we will want to engage only with those people who we can trust. This trust comes from the friendliness and not necessarily with competence. Show your weaknesses to people. So, you are a warm, friendly, and competent person, and people are ready to like you. Yet some hold back their affection. Why? Because it is only human not to be perfect. In fact, there are research studies which prove that competent people become more likable after their first mistake. The revelation of your weaknesses makes you very human, and this imperfect personality is easy for others to relate to. Your vulnerability, despite competence, actually draws people toward you. There was a study conducted at the University of Texas where volunteers were asked to watch others taking a quiz and notating their likability level on a survey. It was observed that people who did well in the quiz and spilled coffee at the end of the program were the most liked as compared to those who did equally well but did not spill coffee, and those who didn't do well and spilled the coffee. So, you see, likability does have competence as an important element. However, perceiving human weaknesses and vulnerabilities is equally important for you to be liked.